Today is Masechta Nida Daf Chaf Gimel. The Gemara on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph tells us the following. Omar Rebbe Ami Elamiat. This is a continuation of the Gemara. The Gemara is discussing a woman discharges different types of objects which look which have different forms which are obviously very unusual, and it can have the form of an animal instead of the child looking, instead of the fetus looking like a human being, it can look like an animal, it can look like different shapes. And in the middle of the discussion, the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Ami Elamiyat Mapelas Demus Har." Let's say the woman miscarries or discharges a fetus that looks like a mountain. What does a mountain look like? Triangle? I mean, I don't know. I don't know exactly what the Gemara means, but the Gemara says it looks like a mountain. Imoy Tamea Leda, we should suggest that the mother should be Tamea with Tumas Leda, because Shenema, he hine yotzer horim ubore rapaskan amos. And this is a continuation of the previous Gemara. The Gemara says that if a woman has a miscarriage, the fetus looks like an animal, the woman is Tamea Leda. Because of a gezera shava, it says the word vayitzer, or a form of the word yotzer, in reference to man, and in reference to an animal, and we make a gezera shava, and just like a human being, the Torah says a woman is tamei leida, if she has a miscarriage, or she gives birth to a human being, and the human being is described with the word yitzira, vayitzer es ha'adam, and the word vayitzer is used also in reference to an animal. So even though it's not a healthy, viable human being, but it's called a yitzira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that should be enough to qualify for a woman to be tmeya with tumas leida. So the Gemara now is saying, okay, if that's the criteria,
but the vayitzer is spelled two different ways.
It doesn't matter. It's close enough. That's not an issue. The Gemara is saying, if as long as the Sharish is the same, it's all we need for our purpose, that the criteria is that the word Vayitzer should be used in reference to such a creature, then if a woman has a... if the fetus looks like a mountain, she also should be Tanea, because the Torah also uses the same form of the word in reference to mountains, where you search Chamisha Chumshe Torah, you're not going to find it. You'll find it in Nevi'im, in Treyasar, in Amos. What does it say there? Ki hine yoytze harim. Hashem creates mountains. Uboirei ruach. That is the criteria, so mountains also. So here comes the Gemara's answer. Amalei, the Gemara answers, har mikom apeles. There's no such thing as a woman giving forth a mountain. No matter how can you describe a mountain? It's a triangle. There are bumps. There are hills. Impossible. Even he to come up hellas. When a woman gives forth something that looks like a mountain, what you think is a mountain, it's really nothing more than the form of a stone, an even. And a stone, now who gush ikri? A stone is called gush. The fetus is called gush. It's just a mass. Some type of ball. It's a ball of matter. It's a ball of matter, and it's not called a mountain. If you are right, if it's possible to say that the woman gave forth what looks like a mountain, the tzur of a mountain, then you know what, you're right. I can't argue with you. Because the criteria indeed is the word vayitzer, and a mountain is described in the Torah with the word vayitzer, then you would be right. We have no choice but to say the woman is tamei tumas leida. But it's not possible. When a woman gives forth something which looks like a mountain, what she's really giving forth is a mass of matter that is looks like a stone. Okay? That is the Gemara's answer. Period. The same Gemara appears in the Yerushalmi. Okay, I forgot to write down the exact location, but the same Gemara appears in Yerushalmi with a different opinion. And the one that gives the answer there is not Rabbi Yochanan. The question here was asked. Let me just tell it's important to make mention who is the one who asked the question. The one that asked the question is Rabbi Yochanan. Time of the Meir Hoyle Vinayr Yitzira. Let me just go a step further. Rabbi Ami asked the question to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said no. Rabbi Yochanan was the one here who gave the answer that said it is. Okay, I'll leave out the names because I might get confused. But here the Gemara begins with the words V'chein Omer Rabbi Achia Bar Abba Omer Rabbi Yochanan Hayat Ham Dameh Achol Vem Bayitzira Ka'odam Omer Rabbi Ami Elam Yatach Mapels Rabbi Ami Sech Rabbi Yochanan. If that's the case, Hamapels the Musar Imot Meleita Shnema Kihine Yoitz Arim Ubar Ruach Omer Rabbi Yochanan said no Har Mikwa Mapeles Evan Hiduka Mapeles Hahu Gush Ikre period. Okay, Yushalmi has the same question, different names, and there the Gemara says good question. And I accept the premise that a woman can discharge a fetus that looks just like a mountain. Accept that. If that's the case, the question is a strong question. The woman should be tamei leida, but the halacha is a woman is not tamei leida. The Yerushalmi answers, don't bring me a raya from a pasuk in Amos. That's Amos. You have to bring me a raya from a pasuk from the Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. What does the Yerushalmi mean?
Doesn't the Gemara here say Gemara in Bavli also brings down later on the daf that you can't let him give you Torah from?
That's a topic in and of itself. It depends. Sometimes yes, sometimes
no,
not.
The Gemara in this daf brings that is.
I didn't see the Gemara. I didn't learn the whole daf. I did not
go
see.
Go further down. The Gemara gives that as an answer.
Okay, it depends. That's a topic in and of itself. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Let's put that aside for the moment. It's a very good point, but we're going to put that aside. The Gemara here says completely reject. Here it's simple. The Gemara completely rejects the question for one simple reason. It's not possible for a woman for the fetus to look like a mountain. A fetus at best looks like a stone. Gush ba'olma. Yerushalmi accepts the question. It's possible for a fetus to look like a mountain. And the only reason why this is not a question is because the word Yitzira does not appear in Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. The word Yitzira appears in Amos. So what? So what's the difference? So along comes the Marat Zchius. The Marat Zchius explains the difference of what the Yerushalmi really means to say by explaining that when Hashem creates a chiddush, tremendous, tremendous chiddush to say this, but this is how he explains the Gemara. When Hashem created the world, Shemayim v'aretz, there were no mountains. It appears that he has a midrashim that supports his premise, his idea. When Hashem created the Shemayim v'aretz, there were no mountains, there were no valleys, it was just a flat surface, a flat earth. Land was level. Okay, round world, but everything was flat. That was creation. That was the Yetzirah. Built into Yetzirah, it was wind, it was a koyach of ruach, and there were other forces. Over time, and through major changes in the environment, mountains were formed naturally. And he especially focuses on the time of the Mabul, when the Mabul, there was a great transformation of the Teva. The mountains developed, but it was not part of the original creation. From Sheshes Yimei Bereshis, the world was just flat. It was a round world, but it was very, very simple. Then came the Mabul, then came time. We don't know exactly how things evolved. But the pasuk in Amos that says Ubhine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boire Yotzer Horim Boire Ruach, that's a Yitzira that came about after Maisei Bereshis. Okay, so that's the Yerushalmi. Two completely different answers. The Bavli, it's impossible for a woman, for the fetus to have the form of a mountain. Yerushalmi, it is possible. It's just that, even though it says the word Yotzer, we need a Yitzira from the Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. The word Yitzira by Adam and by Behema appear in Chumash Bereishis, in Parshas Bereishis, by the Sheishes Simei Bereishis, the Pasuk in Amos of the mountain. It's true, Hashem brought about a Yetzirah of mountains, but that was not on the first 6 days. That was later, the year 1000, the year, whatever it was. It was a later point in time. The world evolved, developed through to storms and powerful winds and marble and so on and so forth. Okay, now what do we want with all this? Let me read you something very interesting in the Mechab, in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, we have here a halach of making special brachos in Simin Reish Chofches. Okay, let me read you the first two seifim of Simin Reish Chofches. Al Yamim Unhoros, on seas, the big seas, whether it's certainly the Atlantic or the Pacific, and some learn even the Mediterranean. That's a discussion in the Mishnah Berurah. Unahoros, and very powerful rivers, Horim, mountains, Ugivaos, and hills, Umidbaros, deserts, Oimer. When a person sees these things, if you see mountains, Oimer, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Ose Maasei Bereishis. Special bracha. When you see beautiful mountains, you're supposed to make this bracha. The Al Hayom Hagadol. Okay, let's see the moment. The Al Hayom Hagadol on the Yom Hagadol. Also, you make the bracha. On the Yom Hagadol, what do you say? Vuhu Hayom. What is the Yom Hagadol? The Mechaber defines Vuhu Hayom Sheivrim Bo Li Eretz Yisrael Ulu Mitzrayim. The Yom which you need to pass to go to Eretz Yisrael and Mitzrayim, which means the Mediterranean. That's what appears, the Mechaber is saying very clearly. Don't think the Yam HaGadol means the Atlantic Ocean, even the Mediterranean. Oimer Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Otzeh Hayom HaGadol. The Mishnah Berurah seems that he says that many argue with the Mechaber. The Mechaber is not accepted by all. Some learn that the Mediterranean is not what the Chazal mean by the Yam HaGadol. They mean the oceans, yeah?
Yeah, but Chazal used the word Ukenus to refer to the Mediterranean.
So that means they hold the Yam HaGadol is something different. It's further down. It's the Atlantic. That's a discussion in and of itself, which is not the purpose I want. What we're getting to here. So let's go now to the next sif. Then we'll read the Mishnah Berurah. Loi al kol. Now we mentioned over here that there's the Yam and there are rivers. Now obviously that we will see that I'll read the Mishnah Berurah. It doesn't mean any ordinary river. It means something unique, something special. When we talk about rivers, not on every single river is a candidate for the bracha of Hayom HaGadol. Ella or Oysa Mai Sebereishis, and for the river you say Oysa Mai Sebereishis, Ella Al Arba Naharos. There are only four rivers that qualify for the bracha Oysa Mai Sebereishis. The Chsiv Mikra, Kumar Chidekel, Ufros. Period. Only the four that I mentioned in the Torah, which include the Chidekel. We don't know what the other two are. Two of them, we don't even know what they are, but two that we do know what they are, and they are the Chidekel and the Pras, the Euphrates. The Hushera is the Mokam, and here's the Chidesh, the Euphrates. They played out quite a bit. Okay, the Euphrates that runs through that land, the Euphrates, that river has been diverted, and it's been diverted and been played around with through the last 3,000 years, many nations have had their hand in manipulating the Euphrates. So long comes the Mechaber. The only time you can make a bracha on these four rivers is if they have not been diverted. If you take 500,000 people and you have them build some type of dam and divert the water this way or that way, and it's no longer flowing in the way it was flowing from the time of Maaseh Bereishis, no longer can you make a bracha on this river. On this river, the bracha of Oysa Maaseh Bereishis. Now, let me read you the Mishnah Berurah. He throws out here many chidushim, which has direct relevance to what we've just learned here. Masechet Nidavchav Gimel Amid Aleph. The Mishnah first starts off by discussing the law of Oysa Maaseh Bereishis. Perish Keva and Shiyostan. I'm reading from Mishnah Berurah. Since Hashem established them, may us. V'shvachay shel makam hu kishanu makinim v'hayoyim davar sha'anu yoydim shehamakayim. Now this is really the main part that I wanted to get to. Yoydim shehamakayim b'ra'o misheshes mei breishes v'adayin hu kayim. Period. What's the meaning of the Baruch Osei Ma'aseh Bereishis? Hashem has made creation in the beginning. Let me read Perish. Kevan Sheyastan, being that Hashem has established these mountains, these rivers, Me'oz, from then, from the beginning of creation, Ushvacha Shel Makom, what is the praise? Why are you giving praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kisha'anu Ma'kirin Hayom, this that today, in our modern day, Hey Alofim, Tav Shin Ayin Hey, we have the ability to recognize Dovar, an object, She'anu Yoidin, that we are certain, She'hamokoim Biro'o, Hashem created Meshashas Yimei Bereishis. This object was created on day one, or during the first 6 days, the Adayon Hukayon, and it still exists, hasn't changed. That's a whole different, each one in its place. Okay, so here he defines the nature of the bracha is because this is what it was created from the time of Ma'aseh Bereishis. So basically, what I want to bring out from the Ma'aseh Bereishis, and this was brought out in the Sefer, the Masifta, and the Alib the Hilchasa, is what's going on here. The Mechaber tells us that when you see a mountain, you make a bracha, Osei Ma'aseh Bereishis. According to the Yerushalmi, if a woman has a miscarriage, and the fetus looks like a mountain, you, the woman, it really would be Mitame Tumas Leda, because it says the word Yitzira by a mountain. The only reason why the woman is not Mitame Tumas Leda is because the word Yitzira by the mountain does not qualify as the word Yitzira, because that's not a Yitzira for Ma'aseh Bereishis. Ma'aseh Bereishis was Adam, was an animal. Mountains only came into the world at a later point in time of the Pasuk in Amos. Pasuk in Amos describing natural disasters or natural events in this world which have later formed mountains. So the question is, how can you ever make a bracha on a mountain, being here in the Mechaber, the Mishnah Berurah defines the nature of a mountain to be Oisei Ma'aseh Bereishis? This was kind of from time of creation, and that does not qualify. How then can you ever make a bracha on a mountain? Mountains did not exist from the time of Ma'aseh Bereishis. And what's the proof? The proof to this is the Mechaber himself. Because in the next siman, he goes on to say, even when it comes to the rivers, on a river, you also make a bracha. It's the same exact bracha. How does the Mishnah Berurah know that the meaning of the bracha of Oisei Ma'aseh Bereishis is that we give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu today on something which was certain existed at the time of the 6 days of creation? Because the Mechaber himself explains that when it comes to the rivers, why do we make a bracha Oisei Ma'aseh Bereishis? Because these are the rivers that exist on Ma'aseh Bereishis. But let's say the rivers have changed, human beings have come along and have diverted the river from going in a different direction, or broken up the river and no longer is the river the pure river that was in Ma'aseh Bereishis, you don't make the bracha. That's what the Mechaber says in Siman Beis. Where it didn't change. But once the Minhalcham, Al Yedei Adam. But once it did change, Al Yedei Adam, you no longer qualify as Oisei Ma'aseh Bereishis. So when it comes to the mountains, one second, I know what you're thinking. When it comes to the mountains, you can never make a bracha, according to the Ma'aretz Chiyus. Because the mountains didn't exist at Ma'aseh Bereishis, the 6 days of creation. They first came into existence later on. And yet the Mechaber says you make a bracha. So what's going on? So we have three answers. What? On a mountain. But when did that mountain form? So according to the Ma'aretz Chiyus, that mountain first came into existence during the Mabul itself. Or maybe before the Mabul at some point in time. But it's not from Ma'aseh Bereishis. So we have a very difficult question according to the Yerushalmi. How is it ever shaykh to be mekayim what it says here, the halacha of Oisei Ma'aseh Bereishis on a mountain, according to the interpretation of the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah, in the meaning of the bracha Oisei Ma'aseh Bereishis? So the three answers. Number one is, First of all, who says that we pass like the Yerushalmi? Okay, that's one very similar. That itself gets involved in a very interesting halakhic debate, the study of the formation of halacha. Many times the Yerushalmi and the Bali disagree. Halacha, let's say here's a classic example. We have a disagreement between the Bali and Yerushalmi. Who do we follow? It would appear here that if we take the face value, we follow the Bavli. We follow the Bavli, and the Bavli holds that doesn't even come on to the answer. This answer, there's a difference between Maisa Bereshis and a later point in time. The Bavli rejects out of hand, there's no such thing as a woman giving, as a fetus having the form of a mountain. The best we can say is it's a gush, it's a stone, gush fa'alma. It appears the Bavli holds that just when it says in the Pasuk in Amos, Yoitzer Harim, that refers back to Maisa Bereshis. That would not have been a difficulty if we accept the word Yitzira. We have a more fundamental answer to avoid the issue. Not like the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi holds that the issue, we can answer the question because the word Yoitzer does not refer to Maisa Bereshis at a later point in time. Bavli disagrees. That's why the Bavli gives a different answer. So then we can very simply say the reason why you make a bracha when you see mountains, or you should make a bracha when you see massive, enormous, and the Bible, Mishnah Berurah explains here also that when it means make a bracha on mountains, it doesn't just mean you're the Catskills. It means special things which are unusual, which wow, wonders of the world. How many wonders are there in the world? Why only seven? But okay, whatever. But you have to see something that is unique, what is special. You make a bracha. In Echnami, we follow the halacha, the shita of the Bavli. Another answer. Answer number two is that Rabbi Yochanan himself, the one who is speaking here in the Gemara, is Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan does accept the Yerushalmi. It could be in Yerushalmi, he's also the author. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Mabul did not happen in Eretz Yisrael. Now we know for a fact in Eretz Yisrael there are mountains. Yerushalayim is a mountain. The Horei, the whole Tanakh is filled, it's the Horei Yehuda, there are mountains. But the Marat Tzchias explanation primarily focuses on the time of the Mabul, when the Ruach and the heat, the intense heat from the earth caused the mountains to form. If the Mabul did not take place in Eretz Yisrael, those mountains could not have come about at the time of the Mabul. They must have been there from before. And this Rabbi Yochanan says explicitly, this is a piece of Achleish Rabbi Yochanan and Yosh Lakish, if the Mabul affected Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan says no. And Yosh Lakish says yes. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we have to differentiate between the mountains in Eretz Yisrael and the mountains of the rest of the world. The only place then where you can make the bracha would be on the mountains in Eretz Yisrael. You have to figure out the most unusual, impressive mountains in Eretz Yisrael, and that's where you can make the bracha if we follow the Yerushalmi, and we need the word Yitzira to refer to Maisa Bereshis. And Oysa Maisa Bereshis refers to the sixth of creation, but you would not be able to make the bracha on mountains in Chutz Liaretz. That would be a tremendous Chiddush LaHalacha to answer the question, at least to find some Hechet Himsa where we do follow this halacha, because this halacha does appear in the Gemara. Third answer, which I think is what Baruch was alluding to, is you have to read the Mechaber very carefully. When he describes a change in Maisa Bereshis, he says, "V'usheroysam b'makom shaloi nishtana mahalcham al yedei adam." If you have a river, and the river is flowing right down Avenue J, right, the river is flowing down Avenue J, and it's in the way, big massive river. What are we going to do now? River, how are we going to? It's flooding. It's flooding the market. So we'll get together 100,000 people. We'll put them to work. We'll stimulate the economy, infrastructure, and we're going to divert the river from Avenue J to Avenue K. Instead of it going this way, we'll dig a little here, make a little ditch here, and cause it to change. No longer can you make a bracha, because it was diverted al yedei adam. Even if it's true that the mountains first came into existence in the year 1000, in the year 2000, in the year 3000, but the forces of creation, they were not created through man. Man didn't come and make these mountains. These mountains developed naturally through the forces that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created during the 6 days of creation. The Mechaber is very precise in his words. A river that is different, it's not exactly the same thing from the Maaseh Bereishis, you can't make a bracha. Why not? Because what does Oseh Maaseh Bereishis mean? It means Hashem made this at the time of creation. Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. This river is not Maaseh Bereishis, it has been changed. Shenishtanam halchom al yidei odom. Why? What happens if we have a natural, we have an earthquake, that happens, there's a natural disaster, and the flow of the river has changed. A massive earthquake somewhere in Iraq. And now the Euphrates no longer goes down Avenue J, it goes down Avenue K. So you should not be able to make the bracha anymore, because it's not Maaseh Bereishis. But that's not what the Mechaber says. It has to be the Shtana Al Yidei Odom. So the Zel B'Zach, the mountains, you're right, when did the mountains come into existence? Hashem created a flat world. If we would be on the scene the same day of the creation of Adam HaRishon, on Shabbos, the first Shabbos, you look at the world, you wouldn't see one mountain. The world is flat. No mountains. Then, 100 years later, 200 years later, 1,000 years later, there's a mob, all of a sudden the mountains began to form due to changes in the environment, whatever the situation was. Who brought about that change? Hashem. Ein chodesh tachas Hashemesh. The forces in the world that would cause the mountains to form at a later point in time were all put in place Maaseh Bereishis. The mountains were not nishtana al yidei Adam. It was nishtana al yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world of Maaseh Bereishis. So when you see a massive mountain today, even though this mountain may not have been here in Maaseh Bereishis, but it is an extension of Maaseh Bereishis. The gush, the matter, the ruach, the koyach, the earth, the heat in the earth, which caused there to be this bump which rose up, was all there. It was all a koyach that came from Maaseh Bereishis. And it's impressive, it's massive. You can make the bracha. Even though in Echnami, the Yerushalmi says, the word Yotzer is not a word Yitzira of Maaseh Bereishis. So these are three different answers to explain. So let's review very quickly. We have over here, we have this Gemara of Gimel. And the Gemara talks about a woman having a miscarriage. She has a fetus. And the fetus looks like a har. Is she tamei to misleida? The answer is no. What's the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question, what's the criteria? The criteria is the word yoitzer. Yoitzer, Adam, we use the word yoitzer by the hema. She has a fetus that looks like an animal. She's tamei to misleida. Why? The Gemara says. It says the word yoitzer by an animal, just like by a human being. A human being. Umoisa Adam and Abahema, oyin. It's no difference. That's the criteria. Zel Bazach, a mountain is also called a Yitzira. It says the Pasuk in Amos, it says it's called Yitzira. Two answers, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Bavli, no such thing as a woman having giving birth to a mountain. Yerushalmi, yeah, I agree, it does happen, a woman can give birth to a mountain, but we need a Yitzira for Maaseh Bereishis, not a Yitzira that took place at a later point in time in the Pasuk of Amos. That's not enough for Tumas Leida. How does that translate into the bracha? The Gemara himself, the bracha that says that when you see a mountain, you make a bracha, Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. And over here, the Mishnah Berurah tells us the meaning of the bracha is you see something from Mamish, the Zman of Maaseh Bereishis. And the Rai is the Mechaber says when it comes to a river, you make a bracha, Oseh Maaseh Bereishis, provided it did not change. Because the meaning of the bracha, Oseh Maaseh Bereishis, is shlach, that this is something that was there, Maaseh Bereishis. So according to the Yerushalmi, you can never make a bracha. You can never make a bracha on a mountain. It wasn't there. Maaseh Bereishis. Three answers. We don't pass like the Yerushalmi. We pass like the Bavli. The Bavli says when it says doesn't accept this answer. That's why I gave a different answer. Mountains were created in Maaseh Bereishis. When it says Yotzer, it means Maaseh Bereishis. That's what it means in the Pasuk in Amos. Answer number two. Who says that this applies to the entire world? Rabbi Yochanan, who's the Baal Membra, only says there was no Mabul until in Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, you have to say that there were mountains from the very beginning. And when it says here in the Pasuk in Amos, that's referring to the rest of the world. Third answer is Enochinami. There's a chilik, a lumbish chilik. It says Yoitzer. And the word Yoitzer is later on. That's a chilik between the Nida and bracha. When it comes to nida, we need mamish ma'ase bereishis. When it comes to a bracha, you don't need mamish ma'ase bereishis. You need the koyach of ma'ase bereishis. And as long as man did not interfere, even though it happened naturally, it's also a lamda shakim of oise ma'ase bereishis. Yes, that concludes.